This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Prices are higher, and you've seen that at the grocery stores, at the gas pump, and elsewhere. Well, this morning, the government's reporting the consumer prices jumped 8.5% in July compared with a year earlier. But that's down from a 9.1% year-over-year jump in June. Former President Trump arrived at the New York Attorney General's office this morning in a motorcade to be questioned under oath in a civil investigation into his business dealings. Reporters shouted questions at him this morning.
Mr. Trump, can we have a word, sir? Can we have a word, sir? Mr. Trump, can we have a word?
He waved to reporters, but he didn't say anything.
How do you feel, Mr. Trump? How do you feel?
The AP's Michael Sisak.
Attorney General James's investigation is civil in nature, not criminal, so it could end with a lawsuit and potentially civil penalties like a fine. Letitia James is a Democrat, and Donald Trump has repeatedly said that her investigation is part of a continuing witch hunt against him. He repeated those claims in his Truth Social post early Wednesday morning.
Mr. Trump's legal challenges include the FBI search of his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida Monday. That was part of an unrelated federal investigation into whether he has classified documents taken from the White House. Was this an attack by Ukraine? Ukraine says 9 Russian warplanes were destroyed in massive explosions at an air base in Crimea. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
That would represent a significant escalation in the war. Russia's denied any aircraft were damaged in Tuesday's blast or that any attack took place. Ukrainian officials have stopped short, though, of publicly claiming responsibility for the explosions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China is repeating military threats against Taiwan while appearing to wind down war games near Taiwan. This is AP News. Now to golf. The AP's Mike Gracia.
A federal judge denies a bid by LIV golfers to play in the PGA Tour postseason. A federal judge has ruled against 3 golfers who jumped to Saudi-backed LIV Golf but wanted to compete in the PGA Tour's postseason. U.S. District Judge Beth Labson Freeman made her decision in San Jose, California, after attorneys for the golfers and the PGA Tour each spoke for about an hour. Golfers Taylor Gooch, Matt Jones, and Hudson Swafford were seeking a temporary restraining order that would allow them to play in the first of 3 FedEx Cup playoff events beginning Thursday. They are among 10 golfers who filed an antitrust lawsuit against the PGA Tour last week. I'm Mike Gracia.
That beluga whale that became a celebrity in France after a wrong turn took it up the Seine River has died. It was sick and had to be euthanized, say authorities. It experienced health complications during an urgent rescue operation. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.